Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I don't think I can see your comments. Doing great, how are you? I'm always having issues with this. Oh, there we go. It loaded. Now I can see it, yeah. Now I can see you guys. There's a lot going on. It most definitely is. lot going on. Love you too. Love you too. Hearts, hearts, hearts. You want to hear ghost stories? I don't know if I got any. Listening to hello, hello. Listening to Star Wars meditation, Star Wars Jedi meditation music. There's a lot going on, so much. This fixes. I just found a possible fix for the microphone issue. I'm such a big Star Wars fan. I don't ever talk about this. You would have never guessed. I assume you're trolling. You've never seen Star Wars. Okay, we gotta catch up on some Star Wars stuff. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 them. If Star Wars takes their shirt off, you don't want to see me with my shirt off. Stop jashing around. You don't really want to see me with my shirt off. Nobody wants to see me with my shirt off. Let's be real. Jedi mind trick him into taking off his shirts. Oh my god. No shirts are coming off. I'm telling you. Today is a no shirt off stream. Well, okay. This is not loading, and it's so frustrating. There's someone at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? You tried. I'm telling you, you don't want to see me with my shirt off. Okay, I want you guys to be attracted to my mind. Okay. Did you hear about Colleen Ballinger? Did she go back to doing Miranda sing? I don't know. Does she sing? Does Miranda actually sing? I don't know if she does. Trisha is trending again. Oh, good for Trisha. Let Trisha trend. Trend into the universe, Trisha. Trend like you've never trended before. Trisha's not trending for me. I don't see Trisha trending. Trump indictment, Arcia, Hillary. Is that Hillary Swank? Mets? Espionage ask. Oh. Act. Ask Zelina. Who's Zelina? I have no idea who the fuck Zelina is. Oh, Zelina Vega, WWE. Damn, she went trending in 21 minutes after tweeting this out. Okay, good for you, Zelina. Kelly's Bill Murray, trending with Bill Murray. 72-year-old Bill Murray is reportedly... What? No! No way! No way! Bill Murray is dating Kelly's? Kelly's from this era? Hold up. Kelly's? He's dating Nas's baby mama, Kelly's? He's dating Nas's baby mama, Kelly's? Come on, why is my internet so shit right now? Jeez. Okay, well, we'll leave that loading.
Hey. You just made the biggest mistake of your life.
Nas, when he goes to pick up his kid.
You just made the biggest mistake of your life, baby. I know you're gonna be missing me when you got that big, white, wrinkly body on top of you with this loose skin and old
balls.
Gross. Hey.
It's one of my favorite scenes from that movie. Oh my god. Where the fuck is this? Why will this not load, bro? I wanna listen. Okay, here we go.
Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
The thing that makes me.
Damn, Bill Murray, bro. Bill Murray got game. Holy shit. I love this Cali meme. Holy shit. Oh, man. I gotta be honest with you. Cali gets way too much hate. He's too funny. No. No, what are you doing? This is such a weird meme. Jesus. Oh, my God. I can't stop but imagining this now. Look at this. My God, this will be discussed tomorrow on the Stephen A. Is this for real? Stephen A. Smith is for real going to be discussing this? Bro, Stephen, you got to, Stephen A. Smith, you got to have something better to talk about than who the fuck Bill Murray and Kelly's are dating. My God. Hey, how you doing? Welcome. Should play that song she made for Andre 3000. What was the song she made for Andre? Is this it?
I said her from the city, so her got to be witty, witty.
My hair's so crazy.
She said him from the country, so him got to be funky, funky.
Where does she sing?
Papa, I'm a millionaire. Sex with L, don't sell affection. Sex with L, don't sell.
Okay, that's a good song. But I just want to go back and see, what the hell is Stephen A. Smith talking about, bro? You have thoughts? What are your thoughts? You're a sports commentator, bro. What possible thoughts do you have about who is getting Khalees' milkshake?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I mean, what's the general reaction to this? Are people really offended? I guess that milkshake's still bringing them boys to the yard. Shannon Sharp, too! I like Shannon Sharp's comment, though. Damn, Shannon got the better comment than Stephen A. What? How the? I hate it when Twitter does this. The tweet just disappears, bro. Jesus. Why do they do this? I fucking... so annoying, bro. Where's Shannon Sharp? Oh, here we go. I want to retweet this. Because he said the joke everybody's thinking, right? Bringing that great grandpa to the yard. My milkshake bring great grandpa to the yard. I mean, her milkshake do bring all the boys to the yard. Everybody's going to do that joke. But if for some reason it's funnier where Shannon Sharp does it. Hey, more part of it. Let him have his milkshake. Milkshake brought boys. Every single... From Nas to Bill Murray is insane. I always did hate... What? People are really offended by this? I don't understand. Trying to do the half plus seven math. Googling to see if there's any free... Do they have any friends in common? Yeah, the milkshake thing... Bill Murray. Milkshake bringing nursing home to the yard. Guess, Kylie says Milkshake. That's such an, everybody's doing that joke now. Now that I saw that everybody did the Milkshake joke, I'm like, Mike Milkshake bring nursing home to the yard. Damn right. Nas about to drop a diss track on Bill Murray. Nah, I feel like the Shannon Sharp retweet is where it's at. This is the randomest thing I have seen all year. This is the randomest thing to happen all year. She's going to be shaking his Ensure bottles in the nursing home, asking for him to update his will. She doesn't need his money. I don't think she needs his money. She's got her own thing going. You know?
New York!
New York!
Introducing the challenger, representing LWO, from Queens, New York, Zelina Vega!
Damn, she brought out the Puerto Rico flag, huh? Hey, Million Cent, thanks for the follow. Who, Bill Murray and Khalees? Definitely best random thing that happened so far this year so far, yeah. Yeah, shout out to her, the Puerto Rico flag. Okay, Zion, Sean. Who's Sean? Is that Shawn Mendes? Boomer Sooner. Rubicon, Persona 3. There's a lot of stuff trending. Do something in all caps. Yeah, I don't see Trisha Paytas trending. Maybe that's just for you. It's not really trending. What the hell are we dying for? He's using a picture of New York in the smoke? Huh.
You may say I'm a dreamer. Ooh.
Queen Zelina. Who's Zelina? I don't know who Zelina is. Oh, Zelina. We just looked at. I literally have the memory of a gerbil. You know? Sure, I'm not entirely sure how to do it, though. How to turn... That is Millie Bobby Brown, yeah. I'm not entirely sure how to turn off the restream thing. I have to do it later, if that's all right, because it's going to take some figuring out. I'm sorry. Shawn Mendes seeing the dangerously hazardous skies of New York and thinking, what a beautiful album art aesthetic that would be. I see. I guess people are offended because he used that. Fuck! Again! Bro, again, I just clicked and this shit. Yeah, people are offended by it. Shawn Mendes really looked out his window in New York, saw all the smoke, people coughing up their lungs, and thought, that's really neat. I'm going to make it out. Album art. I like the tweet dumb stuff. Glitch in the Matrix. Oh yeah, we're trying that. Yeah. Until the until we can figure out the Restream chat, it's going to be kind of hard. You know, I can't figure it out. I don't know what the hell is wrong with it. Restream chat is just oh, there it is. Trisha. What are people saying about Trisha?
Accusing him of like fucking like flirting with minors?
Dude. No.
Well, first of all, you are accusing him of like fucking like flirting with minors?
Do you take that back? No, that's... Oh, my God.
Okay, can I just explain everything?
Oh, my God.
First, you guys were dating, and then you started sending me all these crazy DMs with screenshot being like, your brother-in-law's fucking crazy, and he's sick, and he's fucking minors. And I was like, all right.
I didn't.
And I was like, I'll pull out my phone and read the DMs.
I did not say minors. I can pull out my phone.
You said underage. Okay, ready? Okay. Here we go. Dude, I know we don't talk, but Moses is disgusting. I have no intention of making anything about this, but maybe check him talking to your fans. You were sending me these DMs, and I was like, wow, this shit's crazy. And then I actually started hitting up Moses because I was like, dude, what? I can't have you flirting with my fans because you were kind
of.
I was
a fan. Yeah, I was a fan.
Hang on.
I literally don't want
to have
a fight.
Here, you said he talks to underage girls.
No.
Right there. He talks to underage girls.
Where? I literally don't see
right
it.
Right there. He talks to underage girls.
Well, I saved him from further embarrassment.
You says he stalks to underage girls. I don't expect a response. And again, I don't want to talk to you again, but he's just a fraud and he's scary. But I was like, the point is that I'm not going to respond. I'm going to talk to Moses first because you said he's talking to underage girls and he's talking to your fans. So I was like, so he was like, no, I'm not doing that. Trisha's crazy.
I wasn't saying sexually.
He didn't say you're crazy, but he's like, I didn't do that. She's just mad. And so I responded, I said, hey, these are super serious allegations. I talked to Moses about it. I just want to make sure that I'm responsible with this stuff because obviously I don't want to not have done my due diligence on this. He says it's not true. I just want to get past this. And then you said, oh, it's all good. Actually, what you said is he's disgusting. I was trying again. Another girl came out of the woodwork.
Okay, stop. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, why is she trending for like a 2-3-year-old clip? That's weird. That's weird. That's why she's trending. That's like 3 years old, right? I don't even think anybody else has been talking about that for a long time.
There are tens of millions of us.
You have crossed the Rubicon twice.
Crossed the Rubicon twice.
How did I know that was going to be his delivery?
Which has never been done.
Which has never been done before, and we will never forgive you. Never, ever.
And we will never forgive you. Never, ever.
this guy, yeah, Mark Levin or whatever the fuck his name is. He's a political commentator on Fox. He's a fucking weirdo. Have I seen what? This clip?
Tens of millions of us. You have...
Well, this Mark Levin guy He's Tucker Carlson's bitch. I mean, a lot of these guys on Fox, like, they cover for each other. If anything, it's kind of respectable just how much they have each other's backs. Tucker, by the way, has been posting on Twitter. It's been interesting to see. Let me see. Tucker Carlson. Oh, I got two really great interviews. I think you guys are going to like it. Next couple of videos are going to be two, it's going to be a two-parter and then another interview. And then I think the Ice Poseidon interview. So I'm like pretty stacked with interviews right now. And I have a couple of movie directors too that I'm like going to speak to and going to start diversifying what we do.
Carlson, let's say you wanted to control a country.
My God, get your eye line right, bro. I know you're filming in your fucking shed now. But, like, get your fucking eye line right. I could get you a $15 prompter on Amazon that would get your fucking eye line right. All you have to do is buy a 27-inch iPad, I think.
How would you start? We'd want to make sure you had the complete obedience of everybody inside your borders who was authorized to use deadly force. You
should get Flying Lotus. He makes movies, too. I fucking love Flying Lotus. I haven't listened to him in a while, but I love the... used to listen to Flying Lotus back in the fucking day. What's the name of... Fucking not Madlib. I'm forgetting now. He used to collab with this guy. The cat. Is it Flying Lotus? What's the name of the guy he collabs with all the time? Not Kendrick Lamar. Not Anderson .Paak. There's another guy he used to collab with all the fucking time. Thundercat. Fuck. How did I not remember Thundercat? I fucking love... This song is... I used to listen to this so high all the time. This is like perfect stoner music. So fucking relaxing. It's just so trippy. Did you get to take pics? Oh, you're asking someone else. Sorry to interrupt your conversation. What is happening? Your brain is about to melt. Redneck and Nails, that's a nice name. John Coltrane's grandnephew? No fucking way. Is that real? I'm a big John Coltrane fan too. You ever hear this? This is apparently has some kind of record for number of notes played in a single song. I can't do that part. That part only John Coltrane can do. That's the point. holy shit, that makes me have a whole new appreciation for Flying Lotus. I had no idea he was John Coltrane's grandnephew. That's like fucking... that's DMT music. Pop quiz, what instrument? That's a saxophone. He's playing the saxophone.
There's so many stories about John Coltrane and how he would, let me see, I was told these, I don't know how true it is, but he would apparently walk around with a broomstick where he put, he would put like bottle caps on the broomstick so he could go anywhere and practice. I don't know how true that is, but that's what somebody told me. I had a jazz instructor back in the day. I took like 3 years of classical and jazz piano. And I was told that by my piano instructor. Yeah. His auntie is a badass harp player too? No shit. Is that real? You still play piano? I haven't played it in fucking years. Played the piano and the guitar. I haven't touched the piano in probably like 2023 in like 12 years. 12, 11 years. I had to sell my keyboard because I had a keyboard that I moved. I took it to New York. And I sold it within the first 6 months of me getting there. So that's where that finger dexterity comes from. I know a lot of you are like, Dennis, you type so fast. That's where a lot of it comes from. You know, you do exercises like this. They're like, my piano teacher would give me exercises to do so you can practice your finger dexterity. So, and then you go back. You can either go ta 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 or like that, or just go straight down and back. And then you can like start like flipping it around, right? But yeah, the hardest finger to have any dexterity with is your fucking ring finger. For some reason, that finger is like dead for most people. Because it's in between, like, your pinky finger is going to have more because it's at the edge, and your middle finger is the biggest finger you have. So it's like, there's no use for your ring finger, which is why I think people use it as a ring finger, because it's like the one least likely to get damaged, you know? You use your index finger for so much, your thumb too, and your pinky. Your middle finger is more of like to hold everything together, but your ring finger is kind of like useless when you think about it. You know, it's there for added grip, but like you don't really use it for much, you know? I know this contractor in Florida who lost his ring finger in the most gruesome way. I met him when I was working and living in Florida. He was fixing what do you call it, where like there's on the side of the house and you like on the roof of the house, and it's used to like run water down the house. You know what I'm talking about? Drainage system. What is it called? A roof deck? No, it's not a roof deck. Roof scruppers? No, that's not what it is. Anyway, he was installing like one of these. He was a contractor. He was installing one of these, right? One of these systems, because in Florida, it rains a lot, so you have to have like a good system to get the water off. A gutter? Yeah, kind of like a gutter. Kind of like that, yeah. So he was, I did not catch the Djibouti show. No, we can check it out later. It's like a, I guess it is, some kind of drainage system. There's like a specific name for it, though, that people in Florida call. I can't remember what the fuck it's called. Like a drain spout? I don't know. There's a specific name that people use in Florida. That's all I know. And he was installing this on a house because in Florida it rains so fucking much, especially during hurricane season. And he was installing this and he like slipped from his ladder and he got caught by his ring finger on this gutter and he fell and his entire finger was stripped. And he said it was just the bone. So he had to have the finger removed. So yeah, ouch is one way to put it. He said he didn't feel it until he touched the ground. Yeah. I mean, even describing it, it's like, you know? A roof gutter, is that what it's meant? What it's called? Roof gutter. Anyway, It just sounded so painful. He had no finger. He didn't have this finger. But he could still play the piano like anybody else because, like, this finger is, like, essentially useless. Like, and when you're playing, like, they show you tricks because you're doing the fucking scales, right? You're doing scales, and then you're, like, flipping your thumb under. There are, like, different ways that you do it so you can go up the piano and do it in one, like, long motion, right? Blah, 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 you know? And he was able to do it without this finger because he would just, like... I think he would just shorten it a bit, so he had to like alter the way that he learned it. So he would play the pinky and in turn of the ring finger, and then play and then pick up from where the thumb was, from where, yeah, the pinky was with the thumb. So cling to your taboos.
There's so many things to talk about it. There's so many things. The first thing is, as before I went to air, he had 87.8 million views of his video.
What's your favorite song to play? Song you liked on the piano? I don't know. I used to play a whole bunch of different stuff. I played Green Sleeves a lot. I was pretty good at that. Green Leaves or whatever the fuck you call it. It's like a classic like Christmas song.
Do you know how long?
Wow.
Do you know how long it would take Chris Hayes to get 87 million views? It would probably take him about 5 or 6 months. Anyway, he got it in one video with one show. 87 million. As of I'm sure it's at 88 million now. Fox News screwed themselves. And Legacy Media is over.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious, but views don't necessarily translate into advertisers, and at least on Twitter, not now. The guy can, 87 million views, by the way, is an overestimate. It's how many people saw the post. It's not how many people actually watched the video. And it's really sus that Twitter started hiding the actual view count of the video. And now they're just putting the views. So everybody's just going by the views on the post and not the views in the video, which is really sus. Of course, more people are going to view the post than the video itself. But this is really fucking weird. This is so fucking inflated. I would say it's a fraction of it. I would say he maybe got like he got a million views for sure, but like definitely not 18 million. This is how many people are seeing the post. Like Facebook used to do this when they first rolled out video. It's just so sus. It's kind of dishonest. Def Leppard drummer has one arm. I didn't know that. That's crazy. You played Silent Night on the harmonica? Silent Night. So how Elon and DeSantis inflated their views, yeah. I think it looks like the Restream chat may be working a little better. Let me try something out. Filtering. Hold on, this is so weird. Okay. But relay mode. Okay, I turned off relay mode. So I think that... Yeah, but Becca's latest comment is not showing up here now. So let's see. Let's test it out. Testing. Okay, it looks like... Let me try this out. Restream chat. Let's try that out. If it doesn't work... you know, I like it better with this chat like this, but, you know, and I can also scroll like back and forth and like interact, and I feel like you guys can read it better too. Is this working? See, it sent one comment and then the next one didn't go through. One chat. It's so much, so fucking weird.
My husband has been behind bars 633 days today. The FBI came and raided our house. He was 7 years law enforcement when they came in on January 6th. The same me.
Nobody should watch a 6 minute TikTok vertical video. That should be illegal to do that. A 6 minute fucking vertical video like this. This should be illegal. This should be against the law. You should be permanently. I'm not even talking about the content of the video. How you doing, Cindy? I'm not even talking about the content of the video. I'm just saying straight up. This should be you should be excommunicated from social media for doing this. I say this jokingly, of course. But anyway, Bill Murray. Damn, Bill. Damn, Bill. Bill Murray. Anyway, there was a guy I wanted to look at his TikTok account. Why? I don't know. I just think it's weird to watch long ass videos in vertical. It just feels weird. It's kind of I always feel like I have to see more on the sides, and I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, there's this one TikTok account I wanted to look at. I don't know if you guys saw this guy. Ryan Foley. You guys see this guy? This guy's going crazy viral on TikTok. Which is the video that I saw of his? He's got one video that's like insanely viral.
This message is going to be hard to believe, but about 2 weeks ago I was in prayer, and I did have a vision who I believe was from the Lord. And in the vision, I was in the desert by myself. On one side was me, by myself, no one around, middle.
Where's the one? There's one specifically.
You gotta stop. We're not doing it tonight, bro. It's not gonna leave you feeling satisfied.
Where is it? There's one that's fucking crazy. Is this it?
You're struggling with homosexuality. For years upon years, I was watching transgender porn.
Why is he viral? Well, you just found out. You just found out why he's viral.
You're struggling with homosexuality. For years upon years, I was watching transgender porn, femboy porn, all that stuff. I used to go on Grindr all the time, looking for a tranny to hook up with, or transgender, whatever word it was, someone to hook up with and get off to. I struggled in the dark with homosexuality for a very long time. And the Lord gave me a word. It's long suffering. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is long.
Yeah, so it's the chat isn't loading. Here, hold up. I'll go back to what we were doing for a minute. I'll go back to Chatterino. And then we'll do the relay.
Suffering. If you're struggling with homosexuality, endure faithfully to God in Jesus Christ. Know that His eye is on you. He can see you. He sees everything. We're not getting away with anything. And homosexuality, fornication, idolatry, all these things. Yes.
Fornication! You damn kids, and you're fornicating!
It leads to hell for eternity. And you need to repent of it and turn from it so you do not go to hell, and place your faith in Jesus Christ. And the long suffering is one way that you'll get to know Jesus Christ better. That fruit of the Holy Spirit, long suffering. Every time you're tempted to go back to homosexuality or pornography, suffer. Just say no. The world will never understand.
This keeps going. There's like another 11 seconds, bro. You could have said this in 6 seconds. Like, just straight up said, I'm a bigot. Stop being gay. Like, just straight up. That's it. That's your message.
Understand that. They'll never understand suffering. The world wants easy way out. It says, be yourself. Get to know the fruit of the spirit, long suffering. You're struggling with homosexual.
This is so fucking crazy. So anyway, he's going viral for these videos, but he's not just going viral for these videos. There are a lot of people who are replying to this. There was one guy, the first video that I saw was one, it was him saying like the most egregious shit.
Women are not supposed to be speaking in churches.
I think this was it. Like somebody said, he paid me, like it was a sex worker saying, like responding to, they stitched this and they said, well, he paid me to suck his dick or something like that, like last week.
And women are not supposed to be taking authority roles. Where have the men gone? Is there not a single man to preach or lead now? You walk into most mainstream churches and there's a woman.
This is the red pill. This is the red pill. Like you ever doubt that, like, the red pill or guys are not all like fundamentalists? Kazuki A03-0213, thanks for the follow. You ever doubt that this is all you got to see? You got to see somebody, like, this dude is literally holding the Bible as he says this. By the way, this is an absolute perversion of religion. It's religion used to control.
Woman leading the entire service. This is blasphemy of the gospel. It says here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11, let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be silent. Listen to this part. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Meaning, was it the man that fell or was it the woman? It was the woman who fell. And just like King Solomon, he said that he never met one righteous woman. Women are to be quiet in the church, dress modestly, and to be silent, never taking a place of authority. And unfortunately, the normality is women leave.
This is so fucking crazy. He got 51,000 likes. Why am I still single? That's, yeah. How to Drive People Away from Jesus by Ryan Foley. There's no hate like Christian love.
Eating church services and whatnot, but this is not biblically true or allowed.
Who the fuck made this guy Ryan Foley? I want to see some of the stitches if we can find them. Oh my God, stop. Are you going to make me log in? No. Let me see if I can find.
You guys tag me in. Let's see what this guy's up to. Let's see what this guy's doing. So, in the video, it says preaching inside of a Catholic church, and it looks like, okay, so this guy is being forced to leave the church by two ushers, and he is saying that the rosary is heresy. First of all, I don't think that this guy knows what the word heresy means, and most people use the word heresy.
Yeah, his voice is very deep. I thought he was using a voice modulator at first, but his voice is just very deep.
See, incorrectly. Heresy is anything, any belief that contradicts anything that is dogma. The rosary is not a heresy because the rosary cannot be a heresy.
He sounds like Sly Stallone. Adrian!
Because the rosary isn't a belief. The rosary is a practice. It's a practice, not a belief. Practices cannot in and of themselves be heretical. Practices are informed by doctrine, but they are not doctrine themselves. So when you call something a heresy, it's because it's an incorrect doctrine. The rosary isn't a doctrine, so it can't be a heresy. You can say that it's a bad practice or that Christians shouldn't have that practice. You could say that, but then you are going to want to explain why a meditation prayer over the gospel, a meditating and praying on the gospel, why that would be bad. Why is that a heresy? Why? That makes no sense.
Oh my God, I fucking hate it when people get this far into the weeds of this shit. The dude is just a weirdo. Well, he confronted Joel Osteen. This guy's just a fucking clout chaser. Like, he's going after everybody.
Joe, I'm not coming to you out of hatred, but you cannot have people here lining up to meet you while you are selling books in the house of the Lord. Jesus said my house will be a house of prayer. There is no talk.
This dude is just a clout chaser. He's such a weirdo. Think what you want about Joel Osteen, but this is like a serious, like, this guy's a fucking, he's just trying to get clout. You know what I mean?
Of repentance in this church.
Hey, you need to go.
Where's the fear of God? Joel, how can you justify selling books in the house of the Lord? How can you justify selling glasses in the house of the Lord?
You can.
I mean, the. So as far as I remember, the Bible never said anything that you can't sell books in the church. Jesus just got pissed off and flipped over tables because people had turned the church into a marketplace. There's nothing in the Bible, as far as I know, I may be incorrect, that says you can't sell books. There are plenty of churches that sell books, by the way. This is not the first one to sell books. There are plenty of Catholic churches and places like I've been to Catholic churches where they were selling books, where the priests had written something or, you know. What? Me, if I ever met Ryan Foley. Are people really simping over Ryan Foley? This is egregious right here. In the Pentecostal church, you can't buy anything on Sunday. Maybe that's his deal. Yeah, that makes sense. That's why, isn't that... Are the founders of Chick-fil-A from the Pentecostal church? Because that would also make sense. This is so weird. He's got an Instagram page too. $41,000. What's he talking about on Instagram?
That'll edify you and myself. We're not to be hanging out.
There isn't a single place where this guy isn't getting absolutely ratioed. The gay community loves you and welcomes you with open arms. Happy Pride. This is Kat. My best mate was an atheist all his life. As of this year, he became a believer, and in the process of joining the Orthodox Church, he thanked me only last week for helping him discover his faith. With God, anything is possible. But Jesus did hang out with sinners. Did I like this already? I just double-clicked the comment. Jesus hung out with some of the people considered degenerates by all means.
I was about to film a TikTok and a legit demon pulled up on me. And here's the video.
You, bro. You asked me if I want to suck you off? You know who you need is Jesus Christ, bro, and you need to repent. No, I'm serious, man. You don't just pull up on someone and say, do you want to suck me off? You need Jesus Christ, and if you don't repent, you'll go to hell.
Some churches are all about merchandise called super churches. Yeah, I know. There are churches that are run like businesses. Not saying there aren't. Damn. Still can't believe Surf's TV blocked me, bro. Why did he block me, bro? Why'd you block me, dude? We've been on podcasts together, man. I thought we were homies.
El Gray Show, voicing truth.
Ryan Foley is the dumbest Protestant in the last 506 years. I mean, he's Ryan Foley, this guy is clearly using religion as a way to gain a following, and he's doing the typical clout chasing moves that people do when they're trying to gain following and followings in other ways. These are all publicity stunts. Going to Joel Osteen's church and doing that is like a publicity stunt, but his content does seem to be resonating with some folks. It's getting shared on Twitter. shit, I saw this. So I have no idea what the fuck. Somebody was showing me a clip of this yesterday. Hold on.
Now at 11, clashes, chaos, and arrests outside a Glendale school board meeting. Good evening, I'm Micah Olden.
And I'm Cher Calvin. Tempers flare as protesters face off over how schools teach gender and sexuality in class, leading to fistfights, shouting matches, and arrests.
The chaos coming on the same day America's largest LGBTQ organization declares a national state of emergency for the first time ever. Sky 5 was over the scene as police moved in to arrest one of the protesters. Officers are seen pushing the crowd back as they take the man into custody. It was just one of many tense moments fueled by the issue of pride in schools.
KTLA-5's John Finolio is live in Glendale tonight with a look at what fueled the outrage. John.
Sure, Michael, all clear now, but earlier today, that's right, what a mess out here. Hundreds of people swarmed the parking lot here outside the Glendale Unified School.
Does he look a little flat in here? Looks like they sandwiched him. So weird.
School district board meeting. Some of them did get violent, and police arrested three people after fights broke out, and some refused police orders to disperse. Those inside the school board meeting were told to shelter in place until the crowds could be cleared out. All this over the inclusion of LGBTQ studies in the classroom. This fly outside a Glendale Unified School District board meeting. Pro and anti-LGBTQ plus protesters clashing over the school board's plan to adopt a resolution designating June as LGBT Pride Month, something they've done since 2019.
We are fighting for the rights of those children who don't want to be indoctrinated.
Those opposed to recognizing LGBTQ plus issues in schools and conservative groups say California's curriculum, which is what Glendale Unified follows, on LGBTQ plus issues is not appropriate for children.
We're talking about children. We're not.
Yeah, Worldstar is still up.
Ready for such choices. It confuses them. And ultimately, these are things that parents should decide.
The superintendent says there is simply no agenda and that a lot of protesters are being fed misinformation.
Our primary focus in our school district is to be inclusive. Every student matters. Every family member matters. We do follow in a public system state laws and California Department of Education guidelines. And sometimes that may be of concern to some parents. But at the end of the day, my message is, let's reach out to one another.
Advocates say that LGBTQ plus representation is especially important in schools, insisting that being an LGBTQ plus person is not a choice.
We're here, all of us. All of us belong in this education. All of us need to be represented.
The folks on the other side say they are not homophobic. Do you believe them?
No, not at all. I've seen their website. I've seen the things that they say.
Carrie Vargas is a Glendale Unified teacher and parent.
No one's handing us a curriculum and saying you have to teach kids to be gay. Like, I don't even understand. I don't think they know what they're talking about. And we don't have any prescribed LGBTQ plus curriculum. We just don't leave gay people out of the equation.
Yeah, that is so weird how everybody just immediately goes to, like, you're teaching our kids to be gay. Like, that's not the sense that I get at all.
In response to anti-LGBTQ plus demonstrators, Glendale Unified has issued a fact sheet and statement spelling out exactly what is taught in the classroom when it comes to recognizing LGBT people. You can find that on our website, ktla.com.
Oh my God, you're going to make me fucking go to your site, bro? Come on. Jesus. Where the fuck is it? What are they teaching? Let's see. In an effort to prevent the school harm, released online. Here we go. This is what they're teaching. Oh my God. Just make it. Why? Why do you have to fucking put 30 fucking pages, man? Just write it. Whatever happened to being fucking concise? See something, say something. The curriculum. Okay, the key points are We intentionally include diverse voices and lessons in our curriculum, supplemental materials, and library books, so all children can see themselves in the curriculum and understand the diversity of their peers. Elementary, related to diversity, including LGBTQ plus issues, is focused on highlighting all different types of families. Elementary curriculum does not include specific information about LGBTQ plus or gender identity. I guess that they're just saying that, like, if there's a coloring book, or I'm broadly assuming here, that if there's like a coloring book or some kind of math problem that people have to solve. Oh, hey. Oh, shout out to Tipster. Hey, thanks for the raid, Tipster. Appreciate you, buddy. Hey, shout out to Tipster. Everybody, do we have like an emote for Tipster? For the tip? Yo, how you doing, Tipster? Hey, welcome, buddy. Hope you have a good. You hope you had a good stream today. Do we have like an emote that we could drop for Tipster? W Tipster. Yes, that's right. I'm doing great. Whipster in the chat. Yeah. I'm doing great. I'm looking at the Glendale stuff. I'm trying to understand exactly what people got mad over. So, yeah, that's what we're looking at. History and social science materials are aligned with the California History Social Science Framework. So, yeah, that's essentially, I think, administrative teachers, trusted professional, deciding a particular topic is suitable. Like, they're just going to mention LGBTQ plus families and people of different gender identities. Yeah, parents sticking up for LGBTQ kids, Proud Boys show up pretending to be parents, beat up real moms and dads. Is that what happened? Was it a bunch of Proud Boys? 75% of Glendale students can't read at a grade level. 60% of children were pulled from school because administrators didn't listen. God bless the 60% of parents who care. Do you understand how this makes no sense? 75% of Glendale students can't read. 60% got pulled out of school. There's your problem. You're pulling your kids out of school over just having to acknowledge there are gay kids out there? Oh no, not the Proud Boys? We do not need pride in our schools any more than we need heterosexual curriculum in schools. I mean, the curriculum in schools is already heterosexual by every stretch of the imagination, because it's all you only get that side. You read any books, you know? Any books talking about anything from Shakespeare to everything else. All this against pride, but silence on guns. It's been the same beat for years, you know? This has no business in schools. I'd be there as a parent fighting this as well. I would have gotten arrested too if my kids were in school today. This is such an overreaction. I'm still confused about it. I did see that Nick Merckx had a pretty, Nick Merckx, Glendale. Did I type something wrong? Let's see. Dexerto. They had it. Heteronormativity is a dominant hegemony. Yeah, it is. That's everything is assumed. What? Wow. So yeah, let's look at this. He just got his fucking Call of Duty skin dropped. Holy shit, wait. So yeah, he had a pretty wild reaction to this. Every day Logan Paul is uploading a video of him getting his ass kicked. I don't know if he's going to do the UFC or not, but he for sure is going to get his ass kicked. Hey, Crystal, thanks for the $5. Appreciate you. Okay, so here we have... Where's Nick? Here we go. Here is comment. Oh, no. These are... So this was his original comment. Here we go. This is... So... This happened 4 blocks from my Overwatch League apartment. Americans are in a sad place right now. Let people love who they love and live your own life. And then Nick Marks responded saying they should leave. Hey, Vance Moreland, thanks for the sub. Nick responded saying they should leave little children alone. That's the real issue. I mean, that's completely misconstruing the situation. Okay, so... Oh no, that's Logan Paul getting his ass kicked.
Feel that...
Here.
And that's... I just don't think it's any place for a teacher or a school. I don't think it's the place to speak about...
Hey, Tether Balloon Obsession, thanks for the sub.
Things like that. And it's not that I think that it shouldn't be spoken about.
Dennis, have you been following the law in Uganda? Yeah, I saw that. I mean, you know it's bad when Ted Cruz is speaking out against it.
If that's what you got from that tweet, then you're just wrong. You're just wrong. I don't have any quarrel with anybody in here. I don't have any quarrel with people on the internet. It wasn't an anti, I guess, gay tweet. That wasn't what it was. Now, listen, if you have issues with me or if you have issues with that tweet, then, hey, listen, I'm down to agree to disagree. That's fine. We can agree to disagree. But if you think that I hate you because you're a certain way, you just couldn't be any more wrong. That's not the truth. I've said things in my past, right?
Yeah, I think he realized he fucked up.
To be the one, and my wife wants to be the one to speak with our children.
See, but this is the thing. Like, nobody's saying that parents are being excluded from these conversations. All that's happening is from... what we saw, and we just looked at it briefly, they're just going to include LGBT families in, like, the textbooks. I may be wrong here, but that's what it sounds like. They're just going to, like, mention, oh, yeah, this, you know, pair of dads is driving from Seattle at 90 miles an hour trying to get to California by 3 p.m. How far can they get? Like, you know what I mean? Nobody's talking about sex. Exactly. Like, it always feels like people on the right hear, like, that two people, like, two dads or two, you know, non-binary people, two moms are, like, they always hear that, and they're, like, immediately think the sex. I feel like that says more about them than anything else. People are turning basic showing different types of families into something nefarious. Exactly. Yeah.
Child about stuff like that, and that was the tweet. You can take the tweet if you want, and you can spin it, flip it, flop it, quote tweet it. You can put 10 paragraphs on top of it. You can do whatever you want to it to make you feel better if that's what you want to do. But that was the tweet. Okay, so if you came here to hear that, I hope you feel a little better about it. I didn't mean to upset anybody. I know that I did.
I mean, you knew what you were doing. You don't get to his position without knowing what you're doing. He knew exactly the kind of reaction he was going to get. Maybe he was just intending of speaking more to his audience, but he knew exactly what he was doing.
I'm not apologizing about the tweaks. I don't feel like I'm...
Yeah, you know what you were doing, bro.
I don't feel like it's wrong. I'm going to stand by what I said. I'm not going to delete the tweet.
Yeah, he's not sorry. He has a Roman Atwood ego. Yeah. Roman Atwood, too. I'm not really surprised with that Roman Atwood clip. I mean,
you know, I just want to make sure everybody understands exactly the point I was trying to make by tweeting my response. You know, and I do want to apologize. That's the puck it, though. I feel like I might have brought a little bit of shit his way, man. I didn't mean to do that, but simply.
So this is the thing. He doesn't even have to, honestly, he doesn't even have to be sorry or apologize for it. But it if he did that, that would just show that he understands the effect that his tweet had, which is what contradicts what he said. He said like, oh yeah, you know, like. He doesn't have to. He can stand by what he said. I think it's actually more honorable if he doesn't delete it and stands by what he said. But to have this kind of like, you know, people got mad. I just think it's between, like, this is like a, you know, it's a right-wing talking point. It's almost like he wants to own up to it, but he doesn't. You know? So he's like kind of twinkle-toeing around the topic. Without ever saying, like, actually owning up to it fully, right? Even though he is. He's saying, yeah, I said this. You know, I'm not going to apologize. I'm going to apologize to my friend because he got backlash, but yeah. Like, I just think it's between, you know, I'm kind of like, on the fence. You know, he didn't say he's on the fence, but you get the point, right? Back in the day, they would have hung a mixed mutt like me. I mean, yeah, back in the day, it was bad. Back in the day, like, there was really nothing that, you know, you could. If you weren't white, you are literally, like, fucked. So. And he needs to take down the Las Vegas Golden Knights logo, too. Is that what that is? Anyway, he apparently, COD didn't like his apology because they removed him. Due to recent events, we have removed the Nick Merckx operator bundle from the Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone store. We are focused on celebrating pride with our employees and our community. I wonder what the replies are like, but I have an idea. COD is so soft. COD stays taking L's. Nick spoke the truth. Yeah, that's what he knew what he was doing. Dude, that's him. He was in that viral clip with, like, the indentation in his head from his headphones. Dude's got brain damage. What do you expect? I hate when people romanticize the good old days. We still have racism and milkshakes. We aren't missing anything. Yeah. Call of Duty. Let's see what their replies are like. Call of Duty defending grooming is going to be... Hold on, I can't keep watching this. This is so sad. Call of Duty defending grooming is going to be the pride discourse for a while now, but the reality of the situation is they removed merch from someone who defended a white nationalist event where Proud Boy members assaulted parents and women. Call of Duty removes popular content creator for tweeting like, leave little children alone. The whole thing is like, there's little children have nothing to do with this shit. It's so fucking nuts. And of course, here's Leafy. He was not gay enough. He punched a woman. Is that a woman he's punching? Oh, shit. That's so nasty. That's so awful. Fuck that guy.
Not responding to the whole Nick Merckx controversy.
No way. No way. Dr. Disrespect, too?
Dr. Disrespect is now responding to the whole Nick Merckx controversy and called out Call of Duty PR. I just got done driving 4.5 hours here to L.A. for something tomorrow, and it feels like the whole world has imploded on itself. What the frick is going on?
Oh, my God. This guy, what the frick? Twitter is unbelievably toxic. Yeah. I may reach out to Jake Lucky if he's in L.A. I'm going to reach out to him. Your game sucks and it has for a long time. Oh, my God. What are you doing? So you are in favor of pushing LGBTQ ideology on little children? That's not the point, bro. That's not the point, LOL. Here, let's find a screenshot of this. Because it literally says that it's just for fucking teen development and sex education. There's like... So the parents and guardians may review the material for development and maturation and sex education in advance and opt their child out of these lessons. The option to opt out pertains only to certain curriculum, including development, maturation, and sex education. Parents and guardians may not opt their children out of any lesson referencing LGBTQ plus individuals. I mean, okay, this one is kind of weird. If it's just history or referencing, but how are they I mean, if they're going to talk about straight sex, they should be able to talk about gay sex as well. Grade 5 development maturation instruction focuses on body changes that occur during puberty. Boys and girls are separated into two different rooms and shown a 16 to 20 minute video. Some schools provide a video link to show parents. Youth Act taught grade 7. I mean, I can understand people having an issue with this right here. But if they're going to be talking about straight sex, then what's the deal with talking about gay sex too? If they weren't talking about straight sex, yes, it would be 100% weird if they were just talking about gay sex. But if they're talking about, you know, if it's... And also, I know the word sex education implies sex, like the act of sex. But if they're just focusing on body changes and puberty, then that doesn't involve sex at all. And they're also separating boys and girls, which honestly, if they're going to be teaching LGBT, that sounds like a paradox in and of itself of their own curriculum. Because where the fuck are you going to put the non-binary folks? But sex is gay sex. Yeah. I just wish they had actually, like, put their curriculum out there. Policies follow the law and require a signature of a parent. Since 2013, state law has mandated that students have a right to ask to be referred to by a name or pronoun that might be different from that of their official record. Okay. Disclosing a student is transgender without a student's permission may violate, A school must protect children from being teased for failing to conform to sex stereotypes. Okay, this is all boilerplate shit. Okay, so I think this is the part that they have a problem with. We just need more information of how they're going to be... What, butt is getting bleeped out? Is it getting bleeped out when I say butt? Big Bob's and Vagine. The irony is the same families and parents who say they want to be the ones to talk to their kids / teach them will never do it or teach them to hate. Yeah. No, in chat? Oh, it's blocked in chat. Okay. I mean, I can see the outrage, but here's the thing. If they're teaching it the heterosexual, it shouldn't be a problem to teach the, you know, gay sex. It shouldn't be a problem to teach it, right? If they're just teaching about body maturation, which is what they said over here, what it says over here, it says development and maturation and sex education curriculum. I mean, it says it right here. Focuses on body changes that occur during puberty. So if that's what they're really focusing on, then it's not a fucking problem. This is like straight up just biology. Maybe they should teach it only to kids who have parents who know about their sexuality already, like a program to sign up for. I don't know. I'm on Discord, by the way. If anybody wants to hop in and if they have a point of view and they want to bring it in, just jump in there. I'll bring you in the voice channel. We can chat about it if anybody has opinions on this. I'm curious to see. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Hello? Is this working?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Hey, doing good. What do you think about this?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I said it in the chat. I don't think this has ever been about the kids. It's like, if you look at it, often like the same parents and families who are like so anti-LGBTQ everything and like protesting and crying in Target, like they will have nothing to say when, you know, their 5-year-old is asked, so do you have a girlfriend? Or, you know, oh, do you, you know, blah, 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 this or that. Like they have no problem with placing, you know, gender roles and stereotypes on their daughters and sons or over-sexualizing them. Like, look at beauty pageants. Look at, you know, I think it was toddlers and tiaras and all this stuff. Like, no problem with any of that. But the minute they see same-sex couples and families, it's like they clutch their pearls and they're just so outraged.
Yeah, it really is. It just became such a political issue over the last few years that it honestly just feels like people have lost all sense on what's even like normal stuff. Because it sounds like this is just normal everyday biology stuff that kids are going to be learning regardless.
Right. And well, a lot of it too, you know, if you think about it just like practically, if they're not learning it, the scientific terms for like what certain body parts are or what certain things do and things like that, it makes children more susceptible to SA and things like that. Like that's one of the things where it's like, you know, we should be using the proper name for body parts. You know, students should know and kids should know, like, if an adult is doing something to them that is wrong or, you know, is inappropriate, like hiding it and then trying not to discuss it is, you know, actually possibly putting kids at risk. If they don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually a really good point that I hadn't thought of essentially like letting kids know what part, like what's the sex act in like the most, like, I guess, biological terms or, you know, scientific terms, so that they know what's happening to them. And also if they're in the case of being abused, right? That could really help people out understanding what's happening. It's so fucking
sure.
Weird. Yeah.
And you can make it age appropriate. I think especially on the right, you always see a lot of people going for like the extremes. Like they say, oh, they're indoctrinating our kids and they're trying to make people gay or make people trans. It's like, you can't make anyone anything. Yeah. Like no one would wake up and choose a life of oppression and discrimination and hate crimes. Like nobody would pick this.
Yeah.
You know, if people could choose, you don't choose to be LGBTQ. Like that's who you are.
Yeah.
And there should be nothing wrong with wanting to educate people, lessen stigma, and really stop a lot of this bullying and misinformation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got sex ed in seventh grade. And like I said, I am thankful for it because I got to high school and a lot of people didn't know what they were talking about. And people thought like, oh, if I'm in a hot tub, I can't get pregnant. Like there's some stuff that people just were like dumb about as far as sex.
So wait, do you remember how your sex ed was?
In seventh grade, it was very like rudimentary. It was very like, this is what happens when puberty happens to boys. This is what happens to puberty in girls. They had us in separate rooms, like in like what the boys were like, I think in the gym, and then the girls were like in the auditorium.
Yeah.
And it was very basic. Like, again, they called, you know, the private parts by their name. They let us ask questions. It was age appropriate, in my opinion. You know, they weren't like giving us like, you know, previews of OnlyFans, you know. It wasn't like wild.
Yeah, yeah.
I, you know, I it was. Same, yeah.
I had a similar thing. It was somebody, Becca, saying that we play with bananas. Yeah, the teacher like brought out a banana and showed like some stuff, and we had like a very like sanitized video that was like a graphic, right? That showed like kind of like what was happening with our bodies and stuff. The whole stuff about leaving it up to the parents. I mean, pardon me. I mean, I think that, yeah, there's a level of responsibility that parents have in educating their kids on that stuff. But I think a lot of parents don't do that. And I also think that a lot of parents aren't really equipped to teach their kids the scientific side of everything that's happening, right? I'm not saying that the school's more equipped. It should be like a two-pronged thing where kids learn something that's like, you know, that's they learned essentially like the science behind all that shit, right? And then the parents and then the parents supplement it with like just giving them kind of like the social acceptable and like kind of, you know, adding more context to it as best as they can. And then with that, I hopefully you have somebody who's like better prepared for dealing with those situations. I mean, the whole thing was like, I remember being a kid, and I remember that at the time, the whole controversy around sex ed was that Republicans didn't even want it, like, in schools. It was just, like, abstinence. Just teach abstinence. That was, like, George W. Bush's, like, whole platform, right? Which didn't work.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't work. And as someone who's, you know, gone to religious schools, you know, growing up or in the past, like, just teaching abstinence did not work. Like, it was a huge disservice to students because the thought was, well, if we teach the high schoolers or the kids about sex, they're going to want to go out and do it, which is the biggest myth.
Yeah.
I think you're arming people with empowerment and power about this is my body. This is what's okay. This wasn't okay. Like consent. There's so much more to sex ed than the biology or, you know, your private parts. Like there's so much more to it. And I feel like often, politically it gets reduced down to that or more often people get more sexualized.
Yeah.
And really it's just about the biology. And I will say this, I have friends who are teachers and they honestly just said it's been a nightmare since the pandemic because, you know, when parents were kind of forced to be the teacher and everyone was learning from home, you know, parents who maybe didn't give two flips about what their kids were learning or doing, now all of a sudden, you know, they want to, like, be in the classroom, which isn't a bad thing, but, like, they almost, like, want to tell, like, teachers, this is how you need to do your job, and this isn't okay, and this movie isn't okay. And it's, like, it's one thing to want to be involved to, like, be collaborative with your child's teacher or school, but it's another thing to be like, well, because I don't like this for my child, no other child should do it.
Trying to dictate the curriculum, yeah.
And like be superintendents and principals when they're not.
Yeah, let me do one thing. I think your mic is messing up. Let me restart my mixer here. Hopefully that solves it. Okay. Let me see. It's restarting. The sound is horrible. I'm sorry, Cindy. I'm sorry. Did that fix it?
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Did that fix it?
Hey, is it better? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but I think it's still there. I don't think it's. They're saying it's your mic. Maybe there's something wrong with your mic. But yeah, I definitely think that, like parents are just not equipped to teach their kids. Right. There was like something in the during the pandemic. There's just no way that a parent can know everything that a kid has to be taught. And be prepared to teach it in an objective way. They're gonna get their own feelings involved and say like, "Oh, I don't think little Timmy and little Tammy should be learning about this." You know what I mean? Like at this age, like I don't know. I feel like it's good for parents to be involved, but there's just a lot of helicopter parents who probably have not. Freshened up on what's getting taught in general or basic biology or like just basic school stuff, and now they're like shocked, oh, they're learning this, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, I know it's a little off topic, but it's the same thing as the book banning. Yeah. Like, you go to Florida and, like, the libraries, there's literally, like, on TikTok, like, showing empty libraries of, like, this book wasn't okay. And it's, like, books about Ruby Bridges and, like, books like, the, you know, like, To Kill a Mockingbird. And it's, like, it's insanity.
Wait, they banned To Kill a Mockingbird in Florida?
I think it was one of the books. No. Don't quote me on that. But, like, so for sure crazy. It was, like, a lot of, like, one of the books was about Ruby Bridges and basically how, like, history is not, like, that old and, like, how she had to, like, get, like, security, like, CIA to take her to school.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, she desegregated one of the first schools. So, yeah, like, her book was removed. Like, it was, like, a little animated book. A bunch of books. And they were all, like, targeted against LGBT, Black, Latino stories, like, autobiographies, just pulling them from these libraries. So it's, like, the harder they fight to, like, try to suppress information and, like, not let kids, like, learn, like, basic learning or, like, ask questions, like, you really kind of see, like, okay, these are the true snowflakes. Like, as much as people on the left are called, like, snowflakes and, like, we can't handle criticism or whatever, like, this is exactly what extreme, like, right-wingers are doing.
Yeah. There are definitely a lot of snowflakes on the right. So, I do agree. Cindy in the chat saying I think it should be age appropriate. It should 100% be age appropriate. And also, yeah, as far as like teachers to take it upon themselves to teach their own beliefs that aren't in the curriculum, yeah, that's like straight up out of about like completely out of the what, you know. Unacceptable.
Yeah, no. Period. Yeah, yeah, but, absolutely,
but,
yeah.
But the stuff that people seem mad over, you know, because I don't think a teacher going beyond their, like, duties would cause that kind of reaction. This is what people are mad about, which seems like the most boilerplate, you know, basic stuff, you know, focuses on changes of the body that occur during puberty, which is, like, you're essentially trying to de-educate your own child about what's happening in their own body, like what they're experiencing, what they're living through, and giving them a lesser understanding that of all the physical changes that they're going to go through, you know?
Yeah. And it can lead to a lot of confusion as they grow up. And again, their body is going through these changes. And like, again, there are women, young women today who didn't know what a period was, you know, like their moms never told them about it. They never had the talk or discussion either because, you know, mom was ashamed or maybe didn't know, or, you know, didn't like think it was appropriate to have the conversation. But just because you don't want to talk about it doesn't mean it's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so it's, yeah, again, I respect parents' rights and yes, you should be involved with your kids, but it's like, don't, you know, dunk on teachers or try to, you know, take it out on teachers at their expense.
All right. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate you coming through.
Yeah. No, glad to be here. Thanks for having me on, Dennis. I'm glad my mic worked.
Yeah. I want to do this more often where, I bring people in. I kind of like doing that. As I go back to doing like longer streams, I'll just be in the voice channel, and if anybody wants to come through and chat and give their opinion on something, we can definitely do that, and we'll just pull out of the Discord. I feel like it makes it more like participatory. Is that the word? Nice voice before the mic. It's okay. I feel like it happens. My mixer gets messed up here too. So, mom not teaching girls about periods made me think of the Carrie book. Yeah, it's all good, Dom. I feel like the content of what you said was very good. Though, but we'll get over the mic. Yeah, one book pulled was about two male penguins raising a baby penguin. Has nothing to do with sex. Yeah, see, this is where it gets like extreme, right? It's just the mention of people who are not hetero that it seems to make people, like, nuts. But, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to start wrapping up. I appreciate every single one of you for coming through. I got a few cool videos coming out. I got two more interviews. Actually, three interviews, counting the one that the Ice Poseidon one I shot like 2 years ago. And the next interview is going to come out on Friday. It's a two-parter, so tomorrow is going to be part one, and then part two is going to be Friday. Yeah. Anyway, folks, I appreciate every single one of you. Thanks for coming through. Thank you, Tipster, for raiding. Is there anybody we could raid? Could do a payback, pay it forward. Let's see, who can we raid to pay this forward? Chat, tell me, who can we raid? Hose? Should we raid Hose? Okay. Let's raid Hose. Oh, is Hose not on? So who else should we do? Lizzie Vega? Who's Lizzie Vega? Let me see. Hose? Is Hose gonna join? Or should we... Lena? Who's Lena? Who's Lena? Amazing harp player. Let me see. Is she even on? I don't think she's on. Oh, she is on. Oh, she's on sub only mode. Come on, ideas, people. Okay. No, she's on. Spicy sausage.